Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This shiur should be a special schus for Rabbi Yisrael Daniel ben Shena Dina and Nesi Tamar Bas Elisheva Tov, that he should have bracha v'hatzlacha b'chol ma'aseh yideihem. Only good things. We are going to be continuing b'siyata d'shmaya, our series of shiurim in the Sefer HaKadosh, the Sfas Emes. We will start Parshas Balak, Tav Reish Lamed Hey, Dibur Maskel V'Pasuk V'Yan Bilam. The give and take that transpired between the Shluchim of Balak and Bilam HaRasha, the Sfas Emes explains in a novel way. First, Bilam had this gaiva, and he told them how great he is, and God speaks to him. And then, when it came clear to him in a dream that he's not going to be allowed to go, Bilam tried a new method. Hachna. He lowered himself. He said, "Bamidbar chav beiz yudches, lo chal avor es pi Hashem. I cannot transgress the mouth of God, the word of God." So the entire purpose of this hachna, of this subordination, of this subjugation, was only to make himself great. He wanted to increase his own, inflate his own ego. He says, "Shvu nabazeh, sit here." Also, it's an inyan of hachna, shvu. Wait here until the hachna that I've chosen myself is going to achieve its goal, and then I'm going to get what I want. Then I'm going to be able to fulfill my desire, ultimately to curse the Jewish people and to make myself great and to get all the rewards. So he tells them, "Shvuna b'zeh, you wait here, see if my hachna is going to work, and then we're going to get the desired fruits." And in the end, he got it. Rishus was given to him to go. So even though this hachna, this subordination, was false, but it still was successful. God knew the truth, but he still allowed it to work. However, this accomplishment didn't have a lasting effect. It was only temporary. It says Mashkila Goyim VeYovdem. It says in Eov 12:23. That a Kadosh Baruch Hu sometimes makes the goyim great, but it's only ultimately to lower them. So Bilam received immediate schar for his achna, like the derech of the Rishayim, they get their schar here. But ultimately, we know what happened. So let's see inside what this Sfas Emes says. B'pasuk Vayan Bilam. Lo chal lavor perish. Lo yachol lavor pi Hashem Elokai v'chule. Ve'ata shvu. Bazeh gam atem alayla. So he quotes the psukim that I can't transgress the word of God. Now you remain here. Also you tonight. Be your inyan. The explanation of this matter is, Kimetchila his gav be'atzma. Originally, he had gaiva. As we see in Parakhov Beis, Pasuk Ches, V'yomer Elohim, Linu po alayla, v'ashivosi eschem davar. Kasha deber Hashem Eli, don't worry about it, God's going to speak to me, and I'll give you an answer in the morning. So that was the original gaiva. V'kashe rosh, elonitan lo rishus leilech. When he saw that he wasn't given rishus to go, Lo se leichem ahem, lo se oras ha'am ki baruchu. Don't go with them, don't curse the nation because they're blessed. So what happened then? Vayan v'haramas kol ki lo haisa achna shalatana rishus leilech bigesh lo derech achna. So when he saw that the gaiva isn't going to work, then he tried to do derech achna. He tried to do it in a more subordinate type way, lowering himself. Vayan bar Ramas Kol. It says in Parakhov Beis Pasuk Yitches Vayan Bilam Vayomer Lavdei Balak. If Balak will give me all the money, I'm not going to go. So this Vayan is Lashon HaRamas Kol, as we see by the Bikurim Vanisa VeAmarta. Chazal tells us Lashon HaRamas Kol, raising his voice. So really, he didn't have achna. He raised his voice. Ki lo yisa achna shel emes. It wasn't shu achna. Rak lo ba ide achna legadlus. The whole purpose of lowering himself, like sometimes people are humble, but they're only humble in order to become ultimately great. Everyone should say how humble they are. Look at what a tzaddik he is. But it was only to come to godless. V'zeh shekasur shvu bazeh. Perish b'koach achna zos. Sit here and wait, and then the achna is going to work, and I'll be able to achieve my goals. Ube emes pala sher ratza. And he actually acted, was successful in what he wanted to do. V'nitan lo reshut leilech al yedei hachna k'mamar mashki l'goyim v'yovdim. And he was given reshut to go through this hachna, like the pasuk in Iyov, that God makes the goyim great in order ultimately to destroy them. They get greater and greater, like we have with all the communism in Russia, great, great, great. They were the world power, and then down. Nazism, 12 years, ruled the world, down. At least they try to rule the world. So you see, sometimes the Kadosh Baruch Hu gives them a lot of koach, and, as we say in English, the bigger they are, the harder they fall. Ki haroshim yad mekabel schar kol achna, v'chol ma'aseh tov be'olam hazeh, because the Russia gets schar in this world for achna, for every ma'aseh tov. In this world, ke'en kavanas achna shel dios nechna be'emes, because the achna is not for real. It's only to receive reward and come to a higher place, to a place of haughtiness, of arrogance. Shirachna is to subordinate oneself to Hashem. Sometimes you have achna in your heart, and then you do actions of achna. You lower yourself, you show, you perform actions that show that you feel low, and that's also wonderful. Good, so it's good to learn from Bilam how to have good midos. So now we're going to go mitzvah Hashem, b'siyanta d'shmaya. To the next piece. A pasuk yadati, ki yadati es asher tevarech mevorach v'asher to'or you are. So mevorach is b'lashon hove. You are is b'lashon atid, because I know that the one you bless is blessed, and the one you curse will be cursed. This pasuk was a message sent from Balak to Bilam. So why is it that es asher tevarech mivorach, the one you bless is blessed, v'asher tor you are b'lashon atid in the future? Interesting. The Sfasemis, the Archaim HaKadosh asks, how a ra'ayin has koach to give a bracha? So Svasemis explains that the truth is that he didn't really have the power to give a bracha, because koach habracha wasn't given to people like him. It says in Mishlei, Tov Ayin Hu Yivorach, a good one with a good eye gives a bracha, not a ra ayin, not with one with an evil eye. Bracha means hamshacha, from another place. Like you graft one tree to another, it's called havracha. So it's like we graft ourselves to the above, and we get a bracha from Shemayim. Ayin b'perish harashbam v'nivruchu b'chal kol mishpachos ha'adama l'shen havracha. So somebody who's tov ayin can be mamshich the tov that he has in him and give it to others. A ra ayin who's a metzius of roa can't give a bracha, because he has nothing to be maverich, he has nothing to give over of himself. If you can give of yourself, if you're filled with good, then you can give it over to the next person. But if the person isn't filled with good, then he can't. So Bilam can only curse. The roa he could give over. So when Bilam encounters somebody who's filled with bracha, he can't be mamshich klalos. I'm Adam Mevorach cannot be cursed because he's be'etzim, he's essentially Mevorach. So when the klalos don't work on a person, you could tell that he's a Mevorach. The bracha didn't come from Bilam. Bilam is just testifying that this person is blessed. So let's see it inside in the Tfasemis and how it works in the Pasuk. Pasuk Yadati, etc. Asher Tevarech Mavarach V'Asher Torah, you are. V'Bracha Loksiv Yivorach. Why doesn't it say Asher Tevarech Yivorach? This is Asher Torah, you are. He will be cursed. So why does it say the one you bless will be blessed? Ki be'emes ein l'rash zeh koach levarich. He doesn't have koach to give a bracha. Rak l'kalo. He can only curse. Ki tov ayin hu yivorach. The blesser is one who's tov ayin. He's blessed and he can give over his blessing to others. V'lo ra ayin. Ach mi she'ein sholei po klalosa v'mevarcho. So let's say somebody, you can't curse him like Am Yisrael. In the end he couldn't curse us. And it was all transformed into a bracha. And Bilam blessed us. Hu mevorach b'emes. He's really blessed. He's essentially blessed. So in other words, it's not asher tevarech yivorach. It's not that the one you bless will be blessed because of your bracha. It shows that he's really blessed. You can't give him a klala. You had to instead give him a bracha. It shows that he's really blessed. He's gebenched. That's what happened to Am Yisrael. Hu siman she'ein yochel lekalel lo. And that's the sign. You can't curse him. So it shows that he's really blessed, not because of your bracha, it's not in the future, it's already now. Avav klalik siv, you are, because he could really give the klala, he could really curse. Ki achol b'koch ra'ayin shelo lekala b'lo levarich. With his ra'ayin, he has the capacity to curse and not bless. That's why Torah, you are in the future, they're going to be cursed when you curse them. Because your curse is chal, because you have that koach haklala. So now we're going to move Pisiyata Dishmaya to Tof Reish Mem Ches by Midrash Gimel Regalim. Second shtickel. Ala pasuk ma asisi lecha ki gisani shalosh regalim. So we have a pasuk in Bamidbar, Perek Chav Beis, pasuk Chav Ches. Bilam is talking to his donkey. Vayiftach Hashem es pia asam. Tomer le Bilam, ma asisi lecha, yitisani ze shalosh regalim. So the Medrash brings that the asam said to him, tamavakesh lamor uma chogege shalosh regalim. You want to uproot a nation that celebrates three regalim. So the question is, why dafka this mitzvah? Was mentioned by the Asam to show Bilam that he can't curse the Jewish people. Lama dafka mitzvah zu? Why dafka this mitzvah? We do a lot of other mitzvahs. Taryab. So what's this mitzvah of going aliyah l'regel shalosh pa'amim? So as a hakdama, the Tfasemis explains the whole inyan of Nachlas Eretz Yisrael and its shaychus to Am Yisrael. Am Yisrael didn't accept to receive Eretz Yisrael b'mikre. Eretz Yisrael was set aside for this nation from the day it was created. This is be'etzim hours. We've had numerous shiurim on Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, and we've discussed about the various time frames of Kedusha, how Mibriya Sa'olam was already holy, and it was already special for Am Yisrael. Avram Avinu was then promised it, and then you have the when we came into Eretz Yisrael, Kedusha Rishona, Kedusha Shnia, a lot of halachic and lamdisha discussions about the various kedushas. But what's clear is that Eretz Yisrael belongs to Am Yisrael me'azav ad olam. It's the Holy Land, and every little piece of sand in Eretz Yisrael is shayach to a Yid, to a Jew, to Am Yisrael. Different Jews have different sand in different places. Some in Tzfat, you're a Tzfat Yid, so the Gargir of Chol is in Tzfat, is shayach to you. You're a Netanya Yid, so that's shayach to you. Netanya, I think I'm more of a Netanya Yid. Netanya is shayach to you. My great grandmother used to live in Netanya, so I feel close to Netanya. The Klosenberger Rebbe has a Kiryat Netanya. So it's a holy place. It has the Yam, which reminds you of the Rakia, which reminds you of the Kisei HaKavod. Al Kopanim, some people are Yerushalayim Yidden, some people are Be'er Sheva Yidden, Ramat Beit Shemesh Yidden. So every Gargir of Adama is Banu L'Tfit Havnit Shel Nefesh Achas Me'am Yisrael. So the Pasuk says, Shalosh Pam Mishani Yerkol Zuchur Chav Mokom Sher Yivchar. So the Mitzvah of Re'iyah is connected to the Bechiras HaBoreis HaAretz HaNefcheres, that's the Mokom HaMikdash, God shows Eretz Yisrael. So the Shishamol HaShvatim Shiftei Ka Edus L'Yisrael, the going up of the Shiftei Ka was an Edus L'Yisrael, that Eretz Yisrael belongs to them. God chose this land for them, and God chose them, and God chose the land. So when there's a Bechira Elokes, when God chooses, this is a Metzias that can't be changed. And therefore we were promised from Hashem that nobody is going to take their homes. Nobody's gonna desire your land when you leave. Everyone leaves their home. Who's gonna guard their homes? Torah promises, don't worry about it. It's yours. So that's what the Asom, that's what this donkey told Bilam. You want to uproot them and stop them from getting to their source, to their destination? No. It's not happening. This is the land that God set aside for them. Your evil plans, your nefarious plans, are not going to be actualized. So when Bilam opens up his mouth, B'divrei Nevuah, he said, "Ki me'rosh tzurim arenu, u'migvaos ashurenu." So this Fasemis learns Pshat different than Rashi. Not that he looked at their racious, at the Avos and Imos. Rather, he looked at Eretz Yisrael, and he saw B'tzurim u'migvaos shel Eretz Yisrael. He saw Am Yisrael. The perush of the pasuk is that Bilam said, when he sees Eretz Yisrael, that is a reflection of the holy nation, and therefore he understands that he can't stop them. Ki me'rosh tzurim arenu, when he sees the tzur, when he sees the racks, u'migvaos, when he sees the gvaot. I'm here sitting in beautiful Givat Ze'ev. I have to tell you, Rabbosai, I have a little beis medrash in my home. Some people call it a study. And I have a window, and I look out the window, and I see the most gorgeous mountains. I never tire of looking out the window, literally. It is, sometimes I tire, but not of looking out the window. It is so beautiful, and that's Eretz Yisrael. Rezelche, Ach Hashem. Baruch Hu, Baruch Shemo. So when he sees these gvaot, he sees Am Yisrael, and therefore he knows he can't stop them. And the Sfasemis additionally explains the essence of the hat'ama, of the coordination between, of the cohesion better between Am Yisrael and its land. Eretz Yisrael and the Makom HaMikdash is the Yesod HaOlam. From there the world was created. There is the Evan Shesia. There is the basis for the world to expand. So to the Jewish people, are Yisod called Nafshos called Boi Olam? So the Tachlis Ritzona, the purpose, ultimately, and the striving of that Russia was, like the Pasuk says, Vagarshenu Min Haaretz. So how are you Megaresh Min Haaretz? Can't be Megaresh. You can't expel from the land. You go from one land, you go from Eretz to Eretz. Wherever you are, there's an Eretz. What are they gonna, he's going to make them levitate. You're going to go to the sky. So Hashem says he wants to be Megaresh them from Eretz Israel. To disconnect them, to detach them, to corrupt the connection between them and the land of their fathers. And it can't be, because they go up L'Regel. It shows that their Eretz Yisrael belongs to them. Bilam says, Mi mana afar Yaakov. And the Medrash says that it's referring to the mitzvahs that Am Yisrael does ba'afar Aretz. The Sfasema says these are mitzvahs that are chovas hakarka, that are noeg only in Eretz Yisrael. And that's the derech to be metaken in Eretz Yisrael. We elevate Eretz Yisrael, and only Am Yisrael can be mekayim these mitzvahs. It says in Bereishis, Chav Ches Yedalid. So Pashup Shad is, you can't count them, there's so many. So Asemis explains in a different way that Am Yisrael is like offer of Eretz Yisrael. We're holy like Eretz Yisrael. So this is, if you want a Zionist shtickle on this Fasemis, here you got it. There's a sefer by Reb Reuven Raz, formerly Reb Reuven Zachariah, who is a teacher in Shivat HaKotel in the Mechlala, and he has a sefer where he talks about the one of the prakim, the Fasemis and Eretz Yisrael. The number of Choshev Svar. The Medrash Gimel Regalim, so here you have a very Zionist piece of Torah. This is being said in the year Tafresh Memches, 1888, when the Aliyah's this Oros is beginning to come home. So now let's see it. Mekikt Inaveinik, as they say in the yeshivas. Let's look inside. Why specifically this mitzvah? These three regalim of the Jewish people are all the regal. This is a testimony that we are special to inherit the land. We are set aside to inherit the land. And the Beis HaMikdash. So all of your males, see the place that I choose. Uksiv Shisham al Oshvatim, etc. Edus li Israel. There the tribes went up. A testimony to Israel. And so to that Rashi said, Ki meirosh tsurim arenu umigvaos ashurenu. Lefipshuto shirab in a vuaki called Tsur v'giva v'eret Yisrael miyuchad l'bnei Yisrael. Rashi says, Avos. But Tzvasema says, I want to take it. I'm the Rebbe, right? I'm a chassid sherebbe. But I want to take it lefi pshuta. And lefi pshuta is, the simple meaning of the pasuk is, he saw b'nevuah that every tzur and every given Eretz Yisrael is miyuchad v'nei Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael asher hinchil Hashem yizbarach l'abayisenu v'lanu enu b'mikra. Raki shebara olam v'yisod olam Eretz Yisrael l'beis hamikdash. K'mokim v'nei Yisrael yisod nefashos. So, when it says, I saw the head of the rack and the valleys I saw. So that means that the Jewish people, when I look at the valleys and the racks, I see the Jewish people. So because you can't stop them. That's why they go up L'Regel Shalosh Regalim. That's why they're all L'Regel to Beis HaMikdash, because Eretz Yisrael is especially theirs. Lo Yachmon Ishas Aretzicha. Nobody's going to touch their land because Eretz Yisrael belongs to them and they have every right to go to the Beis HaMikdash, the Kedush of Eretz Yisrael. It's Mikoach the Beis HaMikdash, as Rav Soloveitchik talks about in one of his shiurim. So this shows our special connection to the land. Bilam said, I can't stop them from going to Eretz Yisrael. How am I going to curse them? They are, when I see the land of Israel, as a tashkif. It's a reflection of Am Yisrael. And Eretz Yisrael that was given to Am Yisrael and to their forefathers is not by chance. Rak Shabar Olam Vayasod Olam Eretz HaMikdash. God created the world under the foundation of the world, Eretz Yisrael and the Beis HaMikdash. And so too, Kamokim Bnei Yisrael Yisod Nefashos. We are the foundation of the souls of the world. Chol Atzir Shel Eretz Yisrael, Beis HaMikdash, Hu Mechuben L'Tzir Shel Bnei Yisrael. The picture of the souls of the world are also a reflection of Am Yisrael. As Rav Kook talks about in the Oris, at Knesset Yisrael, Tamtzita Havaya, or the essence of creation, that all the good is Merukaz. Other nations have Milas, definitely. But it's concentrated, the good, all the good in the world is concentrated in Klal Yisrael. And then generously given out to various nations. This is Yisrael kinyanecha, Shemayim Baretz kinyanecha, Beis HaMikdash, Chol HaKinyanim She'ochem Zel HaZeh. So the Medrash says that there's various kinyanim of Hashem, the Jewish people, Shemayim Baretz, Beis HaMikdash, and they're all shaykh to each other. So we have a special shaykhus to the whole world. Everybody gets from us, all of creation, and specifically Eretz Yisrael and the Beis HaMikdash, that we are a reflection of each other. I'm going to expel them from the land. What's the land? Where are they going to go? Like I said, to Shemayim? No, they're going to leave Eretz Yisrael. And Hashem said, I'm going to show you that the Eretz is miyuchad lahem. You can't do it. You can't kick them out of Eretz Yisrael. When it says who counted the dust of Jacob, these are the chovas hakarka, the laws, the obligations of the land. And we keep them in Eretz Yisrael. These are the tikkunim that we have to make for Eretz Yisrael. The only one that we make this tikkun, this rectification, is Bnei Yisrael. Your seed is going to be like the dust of the earth. That's what it means. Your seed is ka'afar Eretz. You are, your souls connect to the dust of Eretz Yisrael. Kamosh. Etc. So God counted the dust of the earth, so too counted the Jewish people, and every grain of dust in Eretz Yisrael has a shaychus to a specific soul of a Jew. So there's a famous Maisa with Maran Rav Kook, that they used to often have Pashkevilim. Pashkevilim are in Hebrew Ketvei Plaster. Those big signs they put up in religious neighborhoods. Big black ink, large letters. And they tell you whatever they want to tell you. Sometimes that there's a Svarim sale. Sometimes often that someone died. And sometimes, who's the latest Rosh Apikoros that we have to hate? So, this story that Yisrael Yaakov Fisher went outside one morning to look at the signs, and he said, let's see what I said today. Because they have Rabbanim signing on them. Did the rabbis always sign? Good question. In any event, so one of these Pashkevilim, one of these signs, they said about Rav Kook, Afra Lepumayu, which is a curse. There should be dust in his mouth. So the person with him was ashamed, astonished. How can it be? They write this about the Holy Rav. And Rav Kook was very happy because of this Fasemis. He says, Afar Aretz, those are Nefashos Pratios of Bnei Yisrael. So Memela, my mouth is filled with Jews. They're giving me such Azah Bracha. It's the Chagroisa Bracha. It's a great, great blessing that my mouth should be filled with Jews. Afar Aretz, Afar Lepumayu. Ablikfun Agadol B'Yisrael. Beautiful. That's the perspective of a great man. Okay, sweet friends, Baruch Hashem B'Siyata D'Shmaya. We did a few shtikalach. Obviously, there's loads more to do, and we should just have the bracha in Ruchnius and in Gashmius and the financial means and the good health and the happiness to be able to continue. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved.